करो।
बारे करो। सो या गुड आफ्टरनून एवरीवन एंड थैंक यू फॉर ज्वाइनिंग अस टुडे। सो ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ गो इंडिया एडवाइजर्स आई'ड लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल टू दिस वर्चुअल एनालिस्ट मीट ऑफ मैन इंफ्रा कंस्ट्रक्शन लिमिटेड टू डिस्कस द कंपनीज Q1 परफॉर्मेंस एंड द ग्रोथ आउटलुक। बिफोर वी बिगिन अ क्विक नोट दैट दिस कॉल इज बीइंग रिकॉर्डेड। आई'ड ऑल्सो लाइक टू रिमाइंड पार्टिसिपेंट्स दैट सम ऑफ द स्टेटमेंट्स मेड ड्यूरिंग दिस कॉल मे बी फॉरवर्ड लुकिंग एंड एक्चुअल रिजल्ट्स कुड डिफर फ्रॉम दी स्टेट्समैन। द फॉर्मैट फॉर टुडे सेशन वील हैव अ शॉर्ट प्रेजेंटेशन फ्रॉम द मैनेजमेंट कवरिंग द कंपनीज परफॉर्मेंस एंड द ग्रोथ स्टोरी फॉलोइंग विच वील स्टार्ट विद द क्यू एंड ए। सो एनी वन हु हैज अ क्वेश्चन कैन रेज द हैंड फंक्शनैलिटी और यूज द चैट बॉक्स टू सबमिट देयर क्वेश्चन। नाउ आई विल हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू मिस्टर यशेश पारेख फ्रॉम MICL। सो ओवर टू यू सर।
Thank you, Rajat, and thank you, Go India, for hosting MICL. So we have today with us Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of MICL Group. We also have with us Mr. Ashok Mehta, the Director and Group CFO. Before starting the discussion, I would like to inform that we will keep this discussion strategic in nature, and any kind of questions you have which are data related or data specific, you can get back to me post the con call. I would like to hand over to Mr. Manan Shah for his discussion. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for our one of the first Zoom discussions that we are having for the conference call for the first quarter of FY27. I would like to start and mention that the first quarter of FY27 started on a very strong note, and MICL Group has delivered across various parameters. Regarding the project execution, new launches, and also securing approvals for many of its upcoming projects. The company has also delivered a strong quarter on financial performance. I shall elaborate that in the upcoming speech, and while continuing to strengthen its balance sheet as well. So let me first begin by sharing in some key highlights of the quarter. I would be addressing this as per our India and overseas portfolio. And in India, MICL's real estate portfolio is spread across Mumbai, spanning across Western Suburb, Central Suburb, Eastern Suburb, and South Mumbai as well. So starting off with our Western Suburb portfolio, with our Mira Bhayandar project, we have now expanded deeply into the Mira Bhayandar location by delivering the first project, which we did a couple of years back, which was Aradhya High Park. Then soon we had launched the phase two, which is called as the Aradhya Parkwood. And in Aradhya Parkwood, we have achieved a significant milestone in this quarter, where 50% of the project of Aradhya Parkwood, which is Tower C and Tower D, has received its occupation certificate. And this project is near Dahisar Cheknaka, and it's a 35 stories residential tower where there were four towers in total, out of which two have been delivered now. Aradhya Parkwood's development comprises of in total 5.3 lakh square feet carpet area, and it's spread over 1,000 units, and the sales potential was around 925 crores. And we have witnessed exceptional response over these past couple of years, where 90% of the inventory in this project has already been sold, which was driven through thoughtful designs and strong trust which the customer holds in our brand. The construction of the balance two towers is underway, and we shall be completing the project by next year end. So this marks a significant milestone for us at Mira Bhayandar, where the first six towers at the phase one was delivered, which was Aradhya High Park. And now two more towers have been delivered at Aradhya Parkwood. and the rest, the final two towers, shall be delivered by next year, and 90% inventory of the overall sales has been achieved of all four towers. Moving on towards our Vilepalle project, which is Jade Park, one of the first and flagship projects of SV Road Vilepalle to become a gated community and get approvals under the cluster redevelopment policy. This is spread across 3.5 lakh square feet of carpet area. And here also, we are happy to announce that we've already sold more than 60% inventory of the total project. This project is under execution as per its schedule and it's moving steadily. By next year, this time, we would be completing almost 100% RCC of Jade Park project. And the customers' response have been very, very strong. And the momentum is constant regarding the Jade Park project at Vilepalle. Moving forward towards our Bandra portfolio. Another important highlight of the quarter which happened was we successfully launched our ultra-luxury portfolio project called as Marina Vista, which is located at Pali Hill. And this would also be part of our MS Collection, which is the ultra-luxury portfolio of MUN Infra Construction Limited's real estate project division. And this project received an overwhelming response at launch. And within a short period of time after we received RERA, the project has already sold 30% of its total inventory. We just launched this project in June. So in just 2 months' time, we've received 30% bookings. And the total potential of this project is approximately around 500 crores. Marina Vista makes MICL's second project launch in Bandra market. After it was followed by our BKC project, which was called as Artec Park, which was earlier launched this year in the start of 2026. And we have also received a good response from the home buyers at this project as well, where we have sold more than 25% of the total inventory at the BKC project as well. Such sales velocities, you know, demonstrates that the constant demand is been there in the market and the trust which the home buyers have been placing onto us. So we believe that the Bandra micro market is commanding a good momentum by the customers, and we want to continue increasing our portfolio in this location. So, you know, after the encouraging response.
One game for one idea.
I'll just check, sir. Sorry, you can continue. Just there's
Can
some.
you just mute everyone so that people should not unmute?
Just a second. Yeah, I'll do that.
We shall go forward.
Yeah, sure.
So as I was stating that Bandra has been a location where we've received good response starting from BKC and Pali Hill, where so MICL's brand journey continued forward. And in this quarter, we even secured a brand new project at Mount Mary. And we've already received IOA for the same, which is intimation of approval for the project. The project is called as Berkeley House, which is again an ultra luxury project under the MS Collection of MICL Group, and which is located, you know, off Bandstand at Mount Mary. And this project has a significant potential with over 1,000 crores of GDV. And this approval, you know, marks an important milestone for the company where we would be soon. Start to demolish the existing building, and the members have started to vacate already. That's the current update for Berkeley House. And this project is going to be an add-on to the portfolio of Bandra. So right from Pali Hill to Mount Mary to BKC, MICL has got its flags established at all of these locations. Moving forward from western suburb to eastern suburbs, our portfolio currently is in Mulund West, where again we had delivered phase one Atmosphere a couple of years back. Then we had launched a project called as Atmosphere O2. And we also launched in this quarter a new project called as O2 High Street, which is a commercial building. And this is the last phase of the Atmosphere project in the Mulund West location. The project located at the prime location on the Goregaon Mulund Link Road, you know, it's also providing an excellent highway connectivity. And we have witnessed success in the recent deliveries named the project where the project was called Gateway. And we yet again, we are coming up with another tower called as the O2 High Street. Our other ongoing project, which is part of the same gated community, which is the final tower of Atmosphere, which is called as Tower G. It's having a potential of 3.2 lakh square feet carpet area. And this project also is significantly sold by, and we have achieved 75% of the total sales potential already. The project execution is going as per schedule, and we are likely to deliver this project by December 2027. Moving forward towards the central suburb portfolio, we are currently operating at Ghatkopar. The project is called as Aradhya One Park, where the total potential is 5.3 lakh square feet of carpet area. And again, in such a short span of time, the company has achieved more than 60% of the total sales. And the project comprises of 11 towers in total. And we are expecting to deliver this project before the end of this financial year. That's March 2027. The buildings, the structure is already completed. The finishing is going on currently. The podiums, the clubs are getting completed. And we are seeing an excellent upward trajectory of customers walking in now, because this is again one of the only central suburb Ghatkopar East gated community which has been offered exclusively by MICL. So over the past few years, MICL has also made its significant entry in towards South Mumbai, where we had launched Aradhya Avaan project, which is at Tardev. This would be one of the tallest towers of the country, surging over 306 meters tall. And it is having a potential of 6.5 lakh square feet carpet area. And we launched this project a year and a half back. And this is also one of the fastest selling projects in South Mumbai, and being one of the tallest skyscrapers, where we have achieved more than 60% of the total sales already. Here, this project, we would be splitting into two phases, where we would be delivering half of the building, which is we are calling it as phase one, comprising up to approximately around 32 habitable floors, which we would be delivering as soon as March 2028. As per the RERA timelines, we had committed customers December 2030, and we are very proud to say that this project would not just be one of the tallest skyscrapers in the country, but one of the fastest constructed skyscrapers of the country as well, where we would be delivering this project nearly 2 years prior to schedule than what is committed. We also acquired another project at South Mumbai at Tardev location. It's currently codenamed as Tardev 2.0. The name shall be unveiled soon as we reach closer to launch. And this is also going to be one of our exclusive ultra luxury skyscrapers of our portfolio, where the potential is more than 2,000 crores of GDV. And we are happy to announce that we have also received the IOA for this project as well. Members have started vacating already, and soon demolition of the existing structure shall happen. The launch is expected to happen in the first quarter of FY28. But the way the things have progressed, we are happy to announce that we would be launching this project within this financial year itself only. Looking forward, we are also entering one of the most exciting phases in the MICL's growth journey, where one of the largest launches of MICL Group is planned this year. This comprises of nearly 1.1 million square feet, 11 lakh square foot of carpet area, and over 6,600 crores of estimated GDV in total. We have already launched two projects, one at Pali Hill and other one at Mulund, and few more to follow this year, which consists of Mount Meri and Tardev 2.0 as well. Alongside this, we would also be launching our Marine Drive project in this financial year. Over and above this, what we intend to do is that each of these developments, which is Berkeley House at Mount Meri, Tardev 2.0, Marine Lines, they are strategically located that it will continuously help MICL grow and, fulfill the demands which we have experienced. The demand is very, very strong from the home buyers, especially towards these micro market pockets. And we've also seen a sense of trust which the customers have always shown in an under construction property by MICL. The current launch pipeline provides significant sales visibility for us in the upcoming years, and which is going to lay a strong foundation for our next phase of growth. Similarly to our robust launch pipeline, we have also delivery of over 1 million square feet carpet area that has been planned. A couple of our ongoing projects, which is like Aradhya One Park at Ghatkopar and Aradhya Parkwood at Dahisar, with its remaining two towers, are rapidly getting constructed, and we hope to finish both of these projects well before the schedule has been planned. Both of these projects have already achieved significant sales, like I mentioned before, and they are on the verge of healthy collections. And over the coming quarters, we will also see an improved cash flow coming in from these projects. Coming to our sales performance, we have already done more than pre-sales of 85,000 square feet in this quarter, which translates to around 290 crores, across the portfolio. And the mega launches are planned in the upcoming quarters, where we would be launching, like I said, 1.1 million square feet of carpet area, which is contributing to around 6,600 crores of overall group level GDV. Now, let me jump into the financial performances. During the first quarter, the consolidated revenue from operations grew by 8% year on year to 218 crores. And the profit after tax attributable to shareholders grew by 29% year on year to 72 crores. These numbers reflect healthy profitability across our business, and our balance sheet at a consolidated level continues to remain one of the biggest strengths. As of June 2026, our cash and cash equivalents surged to 768 crores compared to 686 crores at the end of the previous financial year. This increase has been achieved despite continued investments towards newly acquired projects as well. At the same time, our total borrowing remained modest at 78 crores, with liquidity of 768 crore against such limited debt. MICL continues to remain a net debt-free company, providing us significant financial flexibility to pursue future growth opportunities at much ease. As we shared during our Vision 2031 presentation earlier this year, we remain committed to building a development portfolio with a gross development value of over 35,000 crores by 2031. We continue to evaluate several attractive opportunities across Mumbai and USA, marking marquee projects, and we continue our advanced stages of negotiations and due diligence with various landowners and societies. We are confident that this GDV will further strengthen our development pipeline and increase our existing portfolio. Based on the progress we are making, we remain optimistic about achieving our long-term vision well ahead of the schedule. Coming to our outlook of FY27, we continue to maintain our guidance of delivering over 25% growth in profit after tax over FY26. We believe we are well positioned to deliver this and strive and achieve this at the right time with our stated guidance. From a sales perspective, as we had communicated earlier, we continue to target cumulative pre-sales of 5,000 crore over the next 2 years, driven by our robust launches of pipeline and the projects that we've acquired. The demand across all our ongoing projects is continuous, strong, and we are executing across Mumbai's various premium residential markets. And we believe that this journey has just begun. So we are confident that our overall GDV of 35,000 crore at the group level by 2031 shall be achieved much, much prior, as we always have delivered our residential and commercial projects also before time. We are confident on delivering you this GDV before time. To conclude, we believe that the growth story of MICL is just now begin, and I will now hand over the call to the moderator, and we'll be happy to take your questions further. Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you, Manan sir, for your opening remarks. So we already have a few questions. First, we'd like to unmute, and you can go ahead with your questions. Vansh.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible? Hello. Hello. Yeah, hi, Manan sir. Good afternoon. So my first question is.
Yeah, you are audible, Vansh. Sorry, I missed that.
Okay, Nash. Yeah, so my first question is, as we've moved on from affordable housing to luxury housing now our portfolio comprises of many luxury projects. So my question is, going forward, as of now, all our luxury projects are in joint ventures. So going forward, will all the luxury projects will be in joint ventures, or we'll have some of our own projects too, like as 100% stake?
See, the whole philosophy of the company is not just for the luxury projects. If you see, we have landowners as our partners. Sometimes we have investors as our partners. Sometimes we have friends and family as our partners. So the whole logic is, rather than deploying all the cash flow to one project, we dilute some equity and de-risk ourselves in every kind of a project, and we increase our portfolio strength. And we do not like taking debt. So if you see right now also, the 78 crores that you see, majority of that is a contribution from partners in the form of debt. It is not an actual borrowing which is being done. It is the money which is being utilized for the cash flow of the project. It's not an external borrowing from institutional vendors, ideally. So what is the whole purpose of doing it in a joint venture? It allows us to secure and acquire a lot more projects. And right now, if you see, there are a lot of redevelopment projects which are happening in the city where every developer has been bidding. So we have a simple fundamental that, rather than fighting in and reducing the margins on the project, I would rather make my competitor as my partner and increase my margins and do the project together and enjoy a better branding, both of us. But yes, for the future, Every project of ours may not have partners as well. If we feel there's a need of a partner, or if we feel that it's a business call where we would want to introduce someone, we would be keeping that flexibility.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was helpful. Second question is like, currently all our projects are in the MMR region. So going forward, as you stated that your vision is to cross 36,000 crore of gross development value by 2031, do you wish to like step into any another city apart from the MMR region, like Pune or Delhi or any other city?
See, currently for the next couple of years, our intention is not to step out for two major reasons. One reason that the margin that we make per square feet in Mumbai sometimes is not even the sale price in these cities. Very limited projects. In fact, one of the projects in Delhi or two projects in Delhi have just been getting highlighted. But if you see and compare the pricing with the rest of the city in the Delhi region or Pune region, that is not even quantifying to the per square feet profit margin which we would be making in our Berkeley House project, or maybe Avan project, for example. So the intention is to not just churn volumes. The intention is basically to have significant bottom line. Like this year's projection also, we've given a 25% growth. We are seeing comfortable happening at the bottom line level. That would be possible only if I have a good ticket size product with a healthy margin. And eventually, I have seen the other cities drying up soon whenever there is a cycle change of economy happening, where the market's been slow. Or for instance, for the last couple of months, you've been seeing the US and the UAE stuck into the war situation with Iran. Because of that, what is happening is the global pipeline dries up, the funds starts pulling out the money outside the country, and eventually these other cities apart from Mumbai I've always seen affected. But Mumbai is one of the significant pioneers since the inception of, in fact, I would say Bharat converting to India in 1947, where Mumbai has always been a hot favorite city for the past many, many decades. So we are very confident and robust about Mumbai, and currently we have no intention of moving outside the city.
Vansh, do you have any follow-up or shall we take the next one?
Can I have one last follow-up,
Yeah,
please?
sure. Please go ahead.
Vansh, sir, any commentary on the EPC part, like any projects or tenders are we bidding on?
We shall soon, we are almost on the final verge of negotiations for one of the significantly large order for EPC. It's under discussion, and hopefully in the next 2 quarters we'll be announcing some great numbers on the EPC side as well. To give you a forward note on the EPC sector, we are very strong on the port side. It's almost on the verge to get completed. But if you see the overall in-house portfolio that we have, it's going to be a total construction worth around 9,500-10,000 crores of construction area that we would be executing it in-house. So whether I give a order to my in-house company, or that individual company executes the order and saves that money of the EPC margin, eventually the money is going to be earned by MICL Group. So we have a 9,000 to 10,000 crore of future order book of our own residential and commercial portfolio that we have been doing under the real estate sector.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was helpful. Thank you for taking my question.
So, sir, before we take the next question from Miten, we have one from Kedar as well. So he's asking that for the next couple of years, we had set a target of 5,000 crore of sales. But for the Q1 sales, Q1 FY27, we had a 290 crores of sales, which is actually much lower than what we achieved in FY26 as well. So how do you see, are we still confident in terms of achieving the sales over the next couple of years, the target that we have set of 5,000 crores?
Unfortunately, the problem of real estate is that people try to quantify the projected number divided by number of months, and a lot of times people expect that I would be doing same sales every month, like it's a Netflix subscription. But what happens is in real estate, whenever I launch a project, at times I am doing 1,000 crore of pre-sales in 1 month also. So basically, in the first quarter, I have not yet launched my Marine Lines project, which is a 3,000+ crore of GDV. My Berkeley House project, which is a 1,000 crore plus of GDV project, plus what we are going to achieve is significant sales in my ready-to-move-in projects, which is Ghatkopar and Dahisar project. With these projects coming in on board, with Pali Hill just being launched, and if you see in 2 months, we've achieved 30%. With Artek, we've achieved 25%. These has just begun. By December, you will see a significant turnaround with two project launches. And by March, also, you would see. And that is the reason I had given a cumulative number of 5,500 to 5,000 crore of pre-sales in the next 2 years' time. So do not quantify that just dividing it into 24 months or this thing. We are confident on achieving. In fact, we might even surpass the 5,000 crore numbers if the markets are going to be strong. We're just waiting for the right time for the projects to be launched, and they are all due. We have received the IODs also for two of our significant projects. In fact, Tardiv 2.0 also is a project which is about 2,000 crores of GDV. So if you do the math, and even if you consider just 50% of sales in the next 2 years, you have your number.
Hello, can I talk to you, sir? Hello, am I audible, sir? Hello?
You
Hello?
are.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. First of
Sir,
all,
but I would suggest if you can wait for your opportunity, sir.
I already sent a question. Just reply this question. At a chat box, I given my question. Thank you very much, sir.
Please go ahead, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have sent a question in chat box. Please reply those questions. If you not, I'll just repeat again if you want to that.
If you can ask, it'll be more easier for the audience to hear.
First of all, how much area is contributing for coming financial years? First question. And the sharing ratio for all the products, like how much you project you have. So what is your thought for coming financial year? Rest for thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Thank you, sir.
So he's asking how much more area is contributing for the coming financial years. So in terms of launches and sales, and
Yeah,
what the profit sharing ratio as well.
Mr. Dhyaneshwar, can we get back to this question after the con call? That would be helpful.
Yes, sir. No problem, sir. As you wish, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for.
Sure. Now, sir, the next question we'll take from Miten Shah. Mitenji, you can unmute yourself and then you can go ahead. Sure.
Sure. Thank you for giving the opportunity. And Jai Jitendra, Jai Gurudev Manan Bhai. The question which I would like to highlight, is regarding this US operations, this Miami, Florida, what is indicated in the presentation. So if you can please highlight regarding this property development, I mean, what exactly are we doing with the business contours over there as such?
So we have currently completed one large villa in Miami. We are also starting construction for our branded residences by Ritz-Carlton. That's a residential property. And we've also just invested in another significantly large residential tower on the ocean. The operations from US has basically begun a year and a half back, where we have completed the first two villas, out of which one is already sold, the other one is standing over there. That's currently on hold. We are not currently selling the second villa. We would be selling that villa maybe by next year, March or something. That's currently been retained as an iconic show house so that we can showcase our portfolio. That's the reason you're not seeing the sale of the second villa happening at Florida. The third villa is just constructed. We are expecting a sales value of around nearly $15 million for that particular villa. Very beautifully constructed, part of our ultra luxury portfolio of Miami. So that is up for sale. There are viewings which are happening by customers, and soon we shall have some concrete offers for the same. As soon as that is done, we would be selling that villa as well. Regarding the Ritz-Carlton property, we've done nearly pre-sales of around $25 million up till now for that project. And the momentum is strong. We have launched that project in the market. And that project is expected to be completed by 2030 December. So once we've received significant sales, then we can begin the construction for that property as well. We have some substantial liquidity in the US, which will be utilized in the existing cash flows of these projects. Currently, no further liquidity. We intend to repatriate to Miami, but by 2031 we shall have 100% principal been accrued back with some significant profit as well. And of course the intention is not just to hold that money. The intention is to keep on replowing that money back into the US market and grow that money. But we are receiving some significant opportunities also right now. Like we've just invested, I think around $5 million in one of the oceanfront properties as well.
I mean, the reason, why I've been asking is that, predominantly, if you see all real estate players or EPC players in India, they would diversify in, different geographies, having a predominant in, say, like in our case, it is MMRDA area in terms of real estate. They preferably go, try to diversify in different geographies within India itself. I mean, what made this decision to, tap into US geography, especially Miami, Florida, and how is the cash flow over there, and how are the margins, with respect to what we would basically be that we are doing it in Mumbai as such. If you can, kindly elaborate regarding. And what is typically the forex hedging policy as such, if you can just elaborate on that.
See, the most important factor to be understood is when MICL started repatriating money from India to Miami, the dollar used to be 75 rupees. Today,
Correct.
the dollar is 95 rupees. By the time, if I want to bring back the money, even if I would have kept the money lying idle over there, any mutual fund or any kind of FD growth rate would have not given me this kind of a growth, which would have been there in keeping it in Indian market. Second, the regarding margins of the project, the margin is equivalent and sometimes even more than the Indian projects. So for us, whether I'm doing projects in Mumbai or I'm doing projects in Miami, it does not make a difference because the money is growing at an equal or maybe at a better rate. Plus, I'm enjoying the benefits of the currency appreciation over there. So on a year-on-year basis, the average growth, if you see, it has been 5 to 6% of dollar rate. And also, we have de-risked ourselves completely by having local JV partners who are currently the brand face for selling in the Miami. So it's not that we are taking the task purely on our head. MICL has a local partner which understands the bylaws also, where the customers trust also. And because of that, we are confident that every egg may not be placed into the same basket. Apart from Mumbai, we are already spread across sectors. So you were mentioning MMRDA and all. We are already spread across MHADA and SRA and private developments. We have done
Correct.
collector redevelopments also. And opportunity has always been open and cash flow is also ample that I don't have to pick and choose whether I can do projects in India or Miami. I can do both the projects, whether it is MMRDA, buying of land, redevelopment, or MHADA.
Got it, got it. And how does the cash flow looks like from that region?
Like I said, in the next 4 years' time, the money, whatever we have transferred approximately, I think, around $35 million up till now. The entire money would be back with our US venture in our US account, where Either if we see a good opportunity, we would further deploy it over there. And if we feel that India is outperforming US, we would definitely get the money back in the country.
Got it. And just one more question, and I'll come back in the queue. Last fiscal, we saw a slight negative cash flow compared to the previous years, which are quite healthy as such. Any particular reason for that? And how do you see, how do we see in FY27 going ahead? Would it return back to positive cash flows?
The only reason was there was new money invested in the acquisitions of the significant portfolio, which I have announced that we would be launching this year. And
Understood.
a lot of projects were under the initiation of construction, which required deployment of further working capital. When the market was slow last year, slightly in terms of the sales, but we have already recovered that. And if you see, the upward trajectory has already begun for the first quarter. If you see the profit after tax, what we've achieved this year. And we also have a significant pipeline of launches in this financial year, where we are absolutely confident from Marine Lines to Tardeo to Mount Mary to Pali Hill, BKC. There are so many projects under the launch portfolio. And we've always seen healthy results coming in and healthy walk-ins coming in. So we are not away from the upward trajectory. And last year was a year of acquisitions, where, and that is the reason you saw a dip in the bottom line coming in. But this year, the upward side has already begun.
Understood. Thanks. Thanks a lot for giving the opportunity, and thanks for being so candid. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mitenji. So, sir, we have one question in the chat box as well from Bimal ji. He's asking, would you prefer to remain debt-free, or is there any plan to raise funds through equity offerings for your projects?
See, currently we are sitting on a cash flow of more than 700 crores at a group level. We do not require debt to acquire any of the projects or refinance any projects, to be honest. Construction finance is negligible, which happens in the landowner's book in our DM projects, which again does not come into our books. So we are very stable and in fact strong, and we have excess liquidity, which we are continuously deploying to acquire these projects. And the intention is, yes, to remain debt-free, because adding on to debt, without adding on to debt, we are able to acquire significantly larger projects and continuously increase portfolio. So compared to last year, if you see, the portfolio is already doubled. And the intention is to keep on growing at a 25-30% growth rate of adding new projects. But maybe by next year, things looks very positive, where we are on the final verge of negotiating with a lot of landowners, a lot of societies in the Mumbai region. And you might see a double portfolio of what you're currently seeing in the next year's book as well. But for that, I don't require any new debt, or fundraising is also not required.
Okay. Now there is another interesting one. So this
Sorry,
one
I would
from
like to add one more thing.
sure.
In the next 3 years' time, the company would be generating 3,000 crores of its cash flow, which again gives me significant money and dry powder to run through and acquire significantly larger projects. So on an average portfolio basis, if I have 200 crores with me, I'm comfortably adding 2,500 to 3,000 crore of GDV with every 200 crore which I have, which is yielding us a comfortable 20-25% of bottom line.
Correct, yeah. So, okay, before I take the next one, I'll ask Subho Mukherjee, if you can, sir, if you can unmute and you can ask your question.
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for organizing this and congratulations on the quarter. My question is around the projects that are upcoming. These are ultra luxury products that you're bringing to the market. What kind of margin profiles are you looking at in those projects? Are these going to be substantially different from what you have done before, or ballpark in similar lines?
No, definitely the margins are much higher compared to like a Dahisar project, because you know the ticket size is 1 lakh rupees per square feet and beyond at say Mount Meri and Pali Hill. And Dahisar sells at somewhere around, you know, 20-25,000 rupees on a square foot, depending on the inventory to inventory. So the margin definitely on per square feet basis is sometimes more than the ticket size of Dahisar inventory. So ultra luxury portfolio definitely has better margins, but when you compare the gated community projects, it's all about volume. So the bottom line in terms of percentage has remained nearly similar in our case, because we do EPC also in-house. We save the money by not taking debt and investing in our own projects. So we save the interest cost also. So for us, the bottom line usually remains same. It differentiates in the case of a DM project and a redevelopment project, where in a DM project, we've given a case study in the past where the DM project margins are nearly 2.5 to 3x of the money that we have invested.
Got it. Also about your upcoming launches this year, we are still targeting Marine Lines this year.
Yes, so Marine Lines, there was a change in FSI, there was a change in the policy, there was a change in plan. We had further acquisitions around the plot, and that is what took time, and it was worth it because it adds significant numbers in terms of bottom line and top line, and which strengthens the shape of the entire plot as well. So this by this March, yes, we are definitely targeting to launch Marine Lines.
Okay, great. One final question around your Goregaon project. Is it still, we are still targeting it for, say, next year, or is it shelved for now? What is the status of that one?
No, so Goregaon is an SRA project where there are more than 40 societies on the private plot and there's a MADA plot. So the total potential, what we've announced is I think around 10 to 12 acres, where we are intending to take this 12 acres to 30 acres. So Goregaon, if you see, we have not given it in the next upcoming year's projection. Goregaon will take 2 years from now to stabilize, but Goregaon is a project in itself, which we are anticipating if everything goes smoothly, we are seeing a 1 crore square feet of portfolio in just Goregaon as a project itself, as construction area. So nearly carpet area, you can consider around 30 lakh square feet. So we are seeing an approximate more than 10,000 crore of GDV accruing from Goregaon project itself.
Okay, interesting. Okay, that's it. If I have more questions, I'll come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Subho. So there's one question from Taran as well. He's asking, so the price range in South and South Central Bombay ranges somewhere around 45,000 to 75,000 square feet. So how much runway do you think is still left in terms of the price appreciation before it actually starts affecting the sales? So that's one question.
Well, it's an excellent question. In fact, I'm happy somebody has asked me this. MICL has a policy of zero price increase calculation. So if I have considered Tardev or Marine Lines or any project, my working states 0% appreciation in price. So the day I have launched the project, the same price if I'm selling it till OC, still, I'll be able to maintain a healthy bottom line of more than 20%. So we have a very straightforward policy. The pricing goes up, it's a bonus. But my calculation has usually been with a 10 to 15% cut on the existing market price, and then I want to make 20% as a bottom line. So I don't see any impact on our results or profitability, even if the market slows down, because currently what the pricing is, whether it is Ghatkopar or whether it is South Bombay, you have not reached the epitome yet. In fact, I see an upward trajectory of price going up because the costings are going up, With the war situation, the marble pricing has shot up, the tile pricing has shot up, the steel pricing has shot up. Every single raw material is going up by 18 to 15%. So where will the margins come in from? It will be added onto the price. Then sooner or later, every developer will have to adopt, unless and until the developer does not wish to make good money. So I do not see an impact of the price going reverse from here. I see the price maybe moving upwards or stabilizing at what it is at right now.
Okay. So next, Vimal ji, sir, you can unmute yourself and we'll take your questions. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Shah. My name is Vimal Modi. I'm from Mumbai Ghatkopar. It's really, you know, it's very heartening to note that we have successfully started execution of infra development in USA. Hearty congratulations for making a mark in the USA, sir.
Thank you.
I mean, like, why is we need altogether a different kind of talent and capabilities to do such work? And I mean, as per my knowledge, based on whatever understanding I have of markets over there, I won't be surprised, you know, if we continue like this, we are going to outperform the Indian operations, maybe within 4 to 5 years. I strongly feel so if we are committed over there. I would like to know the issues related to taxation as far as execution of projects in USA is concerned. I have only one question. Thank you, sir.
Once.
I mean, taxation in terms of local taxes over there, as well as taxation in terms of, I mean, when we get the money back here, all that. Plus forex fluctuations, forex appreciation, depreciation, etc.
So, Mr. Modi, what we can do is that since you have the question on the taxation of the state and federal tax over there, is it okay that we can get back to you post the phone call?
How will you get back?
Or you can connect through the Go India. Mr. Rajat.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah, I'll do that for you, sir. I'll connect with you and hopefully I'll be able to answer you post this call. Sure.
Thank you.
So next question is, sir, from Mr. Ravinder. So he's asking, so we have launched 6,600 crores of sales launch pipeline, but how fast do we see that getting converted into, you know, P&L revenue and then PAT and everything? So if you can elaborate a little.
See, these projects are spread across another 4 years, depending on what scale and size of the project it is. Say, for example, if it's Marine Lines, it's going to be a 5 to 6 years project. If it's Ghatkopar, we are completing almost by this March. The Berkeley House is a project which is 26-story stall, so we are expecting it to complete in the next 3 years' time. Pali Hill is, I think, around 15 stories. So Pali Hill would be completed in next 2.5-3 years' time again. So it's purely based on project to project. But when it starts realizing it, you would see it in this newer launches that you see currently will start getting realized by next year end. You would start realizing a couple of projects because some projects are smaller. Some projects have already begun in the, like, 6 months back, like BKC project, where the revenue recognition will already start happening.
Okay, sure. And then there is a follow-up as well in terms of the margins that we expect over the next 5 years. So the GDV that we have is, we are targeting 35,000 crores. First, are we understating that we'll achieve it in 5 years, or do we see it, you know, getting achieved earlier, and the margins as well?
See, 35,000 crore is at a group level. A lot of projects we own 30%, a lot of projects we own 50%, a lot of projects we own 70% as well. And a couple of them, what happens is because it's in DM, you will not see the revenue coming into our books. You will just start seeing the profitability. Like Darde, Villeparle, Marine Lines, these three projects are part of DM. And so basically, in terms of margins, like I said, DM has a 2.5x, 3x returns. in an average case scenario basis. And the rest of the projects, we are confident on 20 to 25% bottom line.
Okay. So next we'll take Vansh, if you can unmute yourself, and then we'll take your questions. Yeah.
Hi again. So I have asked you a question on the EPC side. You had said that we are bidding for a port project, if I'm not wrong. So I just wanted to know the development value will be around 9,000 to 10,000 crore. Am I right?
The port project at Wadhwan, it's in multiple phases, and the government has targeted a development over the next 10 to 15 years' time. They have targeted a 1 lakh crore plus of development in this port sector. So we do not know how many of that portion they would be launching in by when, but every year we would be seeing some significant launch in the port sector. But our major focus, more than that, is also more towards our internal in-house developments, which I mentioned, which is going to be around 9 to 9.5 thousand crore worth.
Okay. Just to follow up, secondly, as we have a gross development value of 500 crore at our Bandra West Pali Hill project, Marina Vista, I wanted to know, like, we have a 30% stake, so like we can consider 35% of 500 crore as our sales, right?
35% of what?
500 crore, the gross development value.
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay, so that comes up to around 175 crores.
That is right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you. Sir, I think there is a follow-up question from Subho Mukherjee as well. So, sir, you can go ahead.
Sure. So one of the strengths of MICL I've seen is, you know, fast execution of projects. I'm talking in-house projects. Are these all in-house? Like, some of your projects are quite ambitious, right? The one of the tallest towers, and also the upcoming projects, Marine Lines and all. So can you tell us a bit about how you have, you know, kind of built your capabilities in-house, or are you using anything else, anything from outside of India to build such projects? Because, you know, rarely we see somebody with your kind of a journey building the kind of project that you are building.
See, for MICL has been into contracting since past 60 years. We've built a lot of tall skyscrapers at Pune, at Goregaon, Mulund, and so on. For Ahvaan, we've got special consultants coming in from abroad. So, like, basically, we've got the guys who's done the wind analysis for Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest tower of the world, to do the wind analysis for our project. We've got Hafiz Contractor, who's one of the topmost architects of the country. And, you know, all the best J+W consultant to do the structure part of it. Regarding technology, we are using Maivan to do Ahvaan. And since we've got all the plant machinery equipment, labor camps and everything executed in-house, it helps us build much, much faster. So as of today, we've already reached 40 stories. And by next year, August, I am expecting to complete 100% RCC. So that is something which would be a significant milestone for this country, in fact, where somebody has executed in 3 years' time a 306 meters tall tower, which is nearly a 110, 114 story equivalent.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, very few people appreciate this space that you are building at as well. And it'll be seen with Marine Lines as well, I think.
Yes, Marine Lines,
Okay.
in fact, is going to be surpassing Aradhya Ahvaan also, and that would become the tallest the day it's launched.
Got it. Okay. Wonderful. All the best.
Yeah, thank you. So, sir, there's one question from Parna as well. She's asking, there have been a lot of questions around the bottom line. So we have scaled from 30 crores to 300 crores over the last few years. Now, given the strong launch pipeline that we have, and over the period of next 2 to 3 years, Do we see us the bottom line skewing towards the 500 crore mark? How do you see the bottom line?
Yes, definitely the ambition is to reach the 500 crore mark, but it will take another year plus where we see the moment we've got these significant cash flows coming in, the quantum of the projects, if you see in the last 2 years, the way we are growing, the quality of the project, the size of the project, with Ghatkopar delivering and Dahisar delivering. We would definitely want to add such kind of significant marquee projects like Avaan and Marine Lines, where we are already in talks with for the next future icons to come up soon. So, by the in next 3 years' time, to 2 years' time, we are expecting a significant jump in the bottom line. In fact, we'll start seeing that jump this year as well.
Okay. Now, so the question was around would it peak around FY27 and towards FY28? So, yeah, I got your point. Next one is from Nirmam. So, he's asking how much money as a percent of the GDV do we actually invest in a DM project?
It's not even 10%
Not even
in an
10%.
average case scenario basis.
Okay. And then there is another follow-up from Mr. Ravinder. So he's asking if, as and when the company matures, which of the four income streams, so equity margin, DM fee, EPC, or the project funding interest, becomes the largest contributor towards the earnings, and which one gives us the highest, return on capital?
It will definitely be equity because DM projects are rare and significantly lesser in terms of the overall portfolio. But I mean that marking methodology will honestly not matter whether the money is coming in from equity because even DM projects is my equity partnership. It's just the methodology of cost being in the landowner's books and the revenue coming in all to the developer. So, I mean, I don't see a competition, honestly, per se, between my equity projects and DM projects and who will win the race. Time would say which is yielding me the most returns that will win the race.
Sure. So probably I think we'll end up with this one. That would be the Kedarji will do regular con calls every quarter. So that is what we have promised. And so thank you everyone for taking time out. And probably, sir,
Thank
I'll
you.
hand it over to you for closing comments if you have any. Just
Thank you everyone for participating in this phone call. If you have any questions, you can get back to us or you can get back to the Go India with whatever IR advisors. Thank you for your participation.
thank you, Manan. Thank you, Yashish.
Yeah,
Thank you,
thank you,
Ashish.
sir.
Thank you.
And
Thank
thank
you.
you, everyone, for joining. You can now disconnect, everyone. Yeah, thank you.